Okay, Tov. Today's daf is daf Mem Zayin and Bava Metzius. We went for Achenekol basis on similar sarv shippi. We're about halfway down the page, even with the beginning of that Golos Habach. On the right side, you see that Golos Habach. On the right, that's where we left off yesterday. But Ma Konim, when it comes to a Kinyan Chalipin, an exchange, a barter, whose kli do we use? Now we know. We can take the example. Now we're selling chametz via the rabbi. Let's call it. He gives us his pen or his handkerchief or his cloth. He's acquiring the rights to our chametz, right? So he's buying it. So he gives us his kli, his item, and we give him back the chametz. Of course, afterwards we give him back the kli anyway. But that's just, you know, so he can do it with the next guy, right? But he's giving us his kli. So the one who's acquiring, he's acquiring the chametz, use his kli. So it's an exchange. He gives us something, we give him back something. So that's the question here. But Makon, who's to use? Rav Amar b'Kalev Shokona. That's how we paskin. The person who's acquiring it, he gives his kli to the person who's giving it to him. And so it's an exchange. It's a real barter. I give you my item, you give me back. The Nechale Lakona, why is that? Again, I've mentioned this many times that the Kenyan works when you give something because it has to be my ratzon. You can't force me to give something away. You can't just say, I picked up your wallet, so it belongs to me. No, it has to be that I gave it to you, or I wanted to give it to you, I wanted to sell it to you. It has to be my ratzon. So what's the point of the Caleb of the Kona? If the person who's getting it, what does he have to use his kli for? The answer is the Nechali Lakona. The Kona is happy to Lahavi Makna Kona, that the Makna, the one who's giving it to him, selling it to him, giving it to him, who's giving it over from his Rishus to your Rishus, that he acquires something. In other words, I'm happy to give you something, so you should give me something in return. That's the idea. The rabbi gives you the handkerchief or the pen or the book or whatever, and in return, you give him something. He's happy to give you something. And the whole point over here is that we want to give our chametz to the rabbi, or the rights to sell it to the chametz, right? We want to give that to him. So we're giving it to him. So what's the point of him giving us something? That's how the exchange works.
Lifting it.
Pardon?
He's giving it.
He gives it to you. Yeah, you have to take it from him. You can lift it. You can be cone it with hagba. You pick it up. So you just take it. That's also lifting it up off the. It was on the ground. You can just take it from his hand. That's also lifting it. In other words, he's happy to give you something so that you will give him something in return. So that's why we use the kalim of the kona, the one who's acquiring it. You give his kli to the machna, and the machna gives him in return whatever he's giving to him. But Levi Amar Kalev Shamachna. Levi says no. The one who's giving it to you, he has to give you his kli. Meaning, if we would do it that way with the rabbi, we would give a handkerchief or a pen or book or whatever to the rabbi, and also via that, we're giving him our chametz or the rights to sell our chametz. So that's how Levi went. Kalev Shamachna. Like, why is that? It could be like we're going to explain in a minute what the reason. Amalei Rafuna be discarded to Rava. So Rafuna from discard from that place at Rava. I don't understand. Levi to Amar b'Kalev Shamachna, that it goes with the Kalim of the Machna. In other words, it's not really a bar. It's not an exchange. The person who's giving you something gives you a handkerchief, and he's also giving you his chametz or his items with that. Is that how it works? Hakakani Ara Agav Glim. It comes out that you can acquire the land via a shirt or a garment. Right? If that's the case, it comes out that real estate, the chasm that has an obligation with it, can be nicknamed with kesa, with nechasm, with movables. We learned the other way around in Kedushin. Like Mike, when we mentioned this the other day, if I want to sell you my car and my house, I can give you my house, my land, my property. You can make a kinyan on that. And with that, you can mikona the car or the glove or whatever it is with that. But that's how that way you have to mikona the karka. And with the karka, you can acquire the movable items via the karka, but not the other way around. Now you're saying that via the handkerchief or via the movable, he can acquire even the land. So this is what Rafuna from Descartes said to Rava. So Rava answered him in a strong way, like the rabbis often do. We have a Levi Hocha. You're asking about Levi. According to Levi, he says that you use the Kalim of the Machna, of the Kalim of the Machna, the one who's giving the item, use his Kli also, his handkerchief. And you're asking if that's the case, you can acquire land together with a handkerchief. You have a Levi Hocha. Levi would be here. Have a mapik lapachi would send in front of you, posted in hora, a curse, right? The fiery round lashes, you know, fiery whip of round lashes. That's called a curse, right? The posted in hora. Why? Because you don't understand Levi at all. Misavas galima maknale. Do you think maknale? Do you think that by giving him the handkerchief, he also acquires the land via that? Doesn't mean that. But he had no the makamakabel mine with the hana. That the machna has because you accepted my handkerchief or my pen or whatever, gummer bakile, that's why I give it to you. Not because it goes together with the handkerchief, you get the land. No, I'm giving you the handkerchief and in return for the pleasure that I get of you accepting my gift, I give you also my land. So it doesn't work together. Yeah.
Where's the
Khalifan? Right. So it's a different, it's not really Khalifan. It's not really Khalifan. It's an exchange. The exchange is that you're giving me pleasure. It's not Khalifan with physical items. In other words, I give you my handkerchief and I'm also giving you my chametz or my house, let's say, right? So where's the Khalifan? The answer is by you accepting my handkerchief or my book or my pen, whatever it is, with that pleasure that you give me by accepting my gift. Sometimes you give a pleasure. If you give an important man a pleasure, Gemara talks about in Kedushin, you remember a woman came from the Kaddish, you have to give her something, right? She doesn't give you the ring. There's no such thing as the double ring ceremony in halacha, right? It's you give her something, you give her a ring or money or value, and in return, she gives herself over to you. Not that it's a chalipa, we don't mean to say that, but it means you give her something. Now, what happens if a woman gives him something? So Gemara says that's not a kedusha. However, if it's an important person, if she's marrying a rabbi or somebody important, and she gives him a gift, she gives him a gift. She gets a big pleasure out of him accepting her gift. So then he's giving her something. That's the point. Here too, we're the same idea that according to Levi, that the Khalifan does not work with an item being exchanged for an item, but rather the one who's giving the item is also giving the handkerchief. He's saying that in return for the pleasure, you're giving me pleasure by you accepting my handkerchief. I'm giving you whatever the item is, chametz or a house or whatever. Ketanoi, this shaila of whose kli you use in a Khalifan, it's really machlokas tanam. First of the wide lines in the Gemara, b'zos l'mishra the pasuk and rus al gul v'atzmura. And we'll see sales and exchanges. L'kaim kol davar to establish anything, meaning to make a proper transaction. Sholof ishnal a man would take off his shoe, but nasanu and give it to the other guy. What does that mean? Gula al gul v'atzmura. Gula zumachir means selling. Chayin Omer says by ma'aser behema, an animal of kachim lo yigal. You can't sell it. It means you can't redeem it. So you geula here, redeeming is lashon of also selling it. You can't exchange it for money. Tumura zu chalipin. Tumura means an exchange. Also, you can't exchange it. If you have an animal of kachim, you can't exchange it or exchange it for anything else. This is really a similar lashon. So it's like chalipin, right? Tumura is lashon of chalipin. The kaim called over. What does that mean? Shalafish nalo v'nas l'reyeu. Mi nas l'mi. Who gave it to whom in that case? Boaz nas l'goel. The Tanakhama said that Boaz gave the goal. That would be like the first opinion, like Rav says, the Caleb of the Kona. Boaz acquired the rights to Rus, right? So he acquired that from the goel, from the next of kin in that family. So Misal, Boaz nas in the goel, and in return, the goel gave him the rights. Rav Yehuda says, no, goel nas in the Boaz. The goel gave something, gave a shoe or whatever to Boaz, and in return for his accepting the pleasure that he got out of Boaz accepting the gift, he also gave Boaz those rights. So that's the machlokas here to whose is it. Lamais, we paskin that it's the kalim of the kona, as we see when we sell our chametz, that the rabbi gives you his book or his pen or whatever it is, his handkerchief, and in return you give him your chametz. Tana, we learn this. Kona mekli, you're kona with a kli. It's got to be a vessel of some sort. Kli doesn't mean a vessel only like a metal vessel or an earthenware vessel. It means, as we'll see, even garment or anything like that, anything is considered a kli. Even though it's not worth anything, you can make such a kenyan. It's got to be a kli, just like we saw in with Boaz, that it was a shoe. And the Pasuk in Rus tells us that, how do they make a kenyan? A symbolic kenyan. Obviously, it's once you want to affect the transaction. I want to give you something. I want to sell you something. And how do I show the symbolic transaction? That's the kenyan that we're talking about. This kind of kenyan is a chalipin. There's another kenyan like mashicha, agbo, nasira, etc., or chazaka. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Shana Elo B'Kli. So here are the machlokas we mentioned yesterday between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman says it's got to be a Kli. It's got to be a Kli. Kli basically also means a garment of clothing, an inanimate object of some sort.
Something
right?
manufactured that you've done something.
Yes, right? It doesn't have to necessarily be manufactured. But it could also be non-manufactured. Let's say, I don't know, something that grew in the ground that wasn't manufactured.
But it has to be taken out of the ground.
Right. Or just, you know, whatever. Be a stick, a piece of wood also is a kli, you know, yeah. A piece of a tree. Pardon? It doesn't have that, yeah, because an animate object would be considered peri. So he goes on to say, lo shanel b'kli, avav peri lo. Peri literally means fruit, but it also means produce. Rashi, the first of the wide lines at the bottom, tells us the same that Rashi told us the other day on the Muhammad days. Called over Shaina Kli, Kori Pira, Gabi Chalipin. Anything which is not a Kli is a pri. Doesn't mean fruit, literally. It means produce. It can be an animal. An animal is not a Kli, right? It usually means a Kli, usually something, an inanimate object. At least it's inanimate at this point. Abu Bapri Lo. So Nachman says that it's got to be like a shoe, just like a shoe is a Kli. It's got to be a kli. Cannot use produce. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Paris, even something which is not a kli. My time Rav Nachman says Amar Kol Pasuk says Nalo Shoe Nalo Mirachon. It's got to be something like. Actually, it doesn't mean only a shoe. It means something like a shoe. It could be a shoestring too. Anything which is not a pri. Anything which is anything like an inanimate object, a vessel. It could be clothing. It could be a hat. It could be almost anything, but not something that not like. Something that grows in the ground or an animal or something of that sort. So so Rav Nachman says it's got to be only a kli, like Lara from now, not mean a chirlo. My Tom says, what's Rav Sheshes' reasoning why he says you can even use produce, you can do it with an animal? Omer Kor, Lakayim called over, anything, to establish anything. Anything could be anything. So Rav Nachman Nami Aksiv Lakayim Dover, what does Lakayim Dover? What does Rav Nachman do with that pasuk? Ahu Lakayim called over, and the nickname, anything could be acquired with a shoe, but the item that affects the transaction, the chalipin, that has to be something like a shoe, a kli. But it doesn't mean, but with the shoe, I can acquire pears, as we said before. We said before that, I learned yesterday, the day before, that you cannot make chalipin with a coin because your mind is on the value of the coin, which could be canceled by the government at any point. We said that, right? So so to affect it, it's got to be a kli. According to Sheshes, it could even be a produce. It could be an animal for an animal. Right, we said that according to Rav Sheshes, what's he going to do with the? We talk about case the hichlif shor para or chamor b'shor. How does that work if that's not a kli? According to Rav Sheshes, he had that problem yesterday, right? So we said that speaking about where he also did something else. It wasn't just that, or he holds that it really was affected with money, but it's milso shchicha, etc. So he explained it away according to Rav Sheshes. But anyway, we paskal like Rav Nachman that it has to be a kli. Rav Sheshes nami yaksiv nalo. What does Rav Sheshes do with the fact it says nalo? It's got to be a shoe or something like a shoe. I'm l'chav Sheshes ma nalo davar mesuyim. It's got to be something, a complete item. A siyum is a finish or a complete item of kol davar mesuyim, something which is, you know, a complete entity. A puki chasirim or chasir, because you can't use. As Rav Sheshes says, you could have a fruit or a produce of some sort, but it can't be a half. It's got to be a complete item. That's the idea. A shoe is a complete thing. The same thing over here. It's got to be a complete thing. So you could affect, according to Rav Sheshes, you can affect chalipin with a fruit of some sort, like a pomegranate or a nut, but it's got to be complete. Lapuke chasirim chasir, I goes to low. Amar Rav Sheshes, Brei Rav Vidi. Kaman kasvina idna. Today, when we write a document confirming the chalipin, right? Sometimes when there's a big deal involved, they make chalipin and they write a document confirming it. So we write in the document the mana that this transaction was done with a vessel, the kosher, which is kosher, which is valid, right? Lemikne bay, to acquire with it. What's the idea of there? Why do we put that in? B'mana is lapukim of sheshes, with a vessel that comes to exclude from sheshes, not makonim but paris. He says you could use even produce. Not so. You have to use a kli. The kosher, lapukim of sheshes, exclude from shul, the amar. Shmuel says, Conan, but maruka, that you could even use a maruka. Rashlan's maruka is a vessel that was made out of animal dung. Tosa says that it's made out of date seeds, which are also used to treat parchment. But in any case, you can't use that. Shmuel says you could. So we say the crush of these aren't, those. That item is not kosher. Lemikne, to acquire, lapukim mit Levi, to ksu from Levi, the Amar b'kelev shemach, they use the kelev of the machna, the one who's giving you the item. The one who's giving you the item. In other words, there's no physical exchange of items, but rather the one who's giving you the item also gives you the handkerchief. So we don't hold that way. It's because lemikne sounds like the one who's acquiring it, the one who's acquiring it, he's the one who gives the item, as opposed, right, kamashmon lemikne v'lo leknuye. It means that kamashmon lemikne to acquire it, v'lo leknuye, not to give it to somebody else. Bay, that fourth word, the knuye bay, to exclude coins. Only with this, you can only use a valid vessel that belongs to the kona, the one who's acquiring it. Like in this case, the rabbi is acquiring your chametz, so he gives you that item. Rav Papa says to exclude a coin, you can't use a coin, as we learned that ein nafei nasa chalipin. You cannot use a coin to affect the barter. Rav Zvid, Bitam Rashi says that the word bay amar lemutei surina, to come to exclude something that you're not allowed to have any pleasure from, you can't use that either. You're getting pleasure, I guess, via the barter. You got some say that bay amar papa, that the word bay comes to exclude lemute matbeya, that bay excludes matbeya, like our papa said before, and the word the kosher does not come to exclude the maroka, or the vessel made out of animal dung. Amar b'svidi tamravash lemute sarna, he says that the kosher comes to exclude a sarna. Aval marika lo istrof, you don't need to exclude that, because that's obvious that cannot be used, that you can't use animal dung or seeds or something of that sort. It's not even necessary to teach us that. Because that's obvious, that's not really an item of any, even though it doesn't have to be worth a shevaputa, but that's improper to use an item of that sort.
According to the Dea, it says that it's the Machne that gives the...
According to Levi, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How is
it? That's what I explained before to Moshe. It's chalipin because I'm getting pleasure. I'm giving you that. I'm getting pleasure. And in return for the pleasure, I'm giving you my item. Asim and konas matbeah. So we said in the Mishnah, asimon, a round blank coin. It's not minted. It's just a round blank. That can acquire the matbeah because compared to the coins, that's produce or a kli. That's a product of some sort, right? That's an inanimate object. Asimon kones matbeya, but the matbeya, which is a coin, does not acquire because the coin, as we said, cannot affect barter. Mayasim, what is asimon? So Amar Mos and Nitzus b'simon lebeisim mechitz. It's used. It's a token. They use it as a token. They want to know when the bathhouse attendant needs to know how many people are coming. So he counts the tokens that they give him, and they took care of the payment either before or later on. But that's the token. So it's like a token. You cannot be mechalo when you want to take my sasheni food and turn it into money and take it up to your shalayim. You cannot redeem it on a simon, on a blank. It's got to be a coin. V'almos anitnas b'simon, and on money used as a simon base merchus, or on a token. So here he uses both items. He says you can't be mechalo my sasheni on a simon or on money used as or on a token. So you can't say a simon is a token because he says both these things, on a simon or on a token. That means that simon is not a token. That a simon is not money or a token given as a simon. Maybe you'll tell me that it means this. You cannot redeem my sasheni money on a simon, which is a token. Maybe that's what it means. But we didn't learn that way because the Bryce has said, Bryce over there says different. Says machala ma'isasheni al simon divri rabdosa. Rabdosa says you could be machala ma'isasheni on a blank because it's still round. It looks like a coin. V'chomer ein machala. Come say, but for shavim they both agree. Shei machala amos and nizbus simon lebei beizmeres. They both agree you can't use it on a token. So you can't say it's pushing from farish because the Tanakam Rabdosa over here says that you may indeed be you may indeed redeem your ma'isasheni food on a nasimon. But you can't do it on a token. So it's clear that asimon is not a token. Elam Rabbi Yochanan, my asimon, pulsa. It simply means a round blank. It's like we hear on a manal, pulsa in a round fiery lashes. This is pulsa also means, like it's a round blank, like we call it blank. That's like those who were in Israel many years ago know that we had these asimonim that you use for the phones. Why is it called a tefillin? Because it's a blanket. It didn't have any image minted on it.
They weren't blankets. Yeah. A blanket is a slug.
It's like, yeah, okay, this had a hole in it.
This not Simon. Oh,
Simon
had writing on it?
It had right there.
Yeah, but it wasn't a coin.
It was a token, not a...
It was a token, yeah. So there you go. I think it's talking about blank. But it's like a blank. It means blank that it wasn't minted as a coin. Plus Rabbi Yochanan Tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan, they always say, what's the... you know how many times the if you called overseas, they went down real quick. You know, you put a whole bunch in. They went in. Yeah. Yeah. And when there was a long line at that particular phone, you knew that it was broken and it worked for free. No, Rabbi Yochanan went according to his reasoning, that Rabbi Yochanan says this, that it's a round blank. Rabbi Shmuel, they both said the same thing. Rabbi Dosa, we just said, Rabbi Dosa said you could be Machalel Maisa Sheni food on an Asimon. And Rabbi Shmuel, my words, Rabbi Shmuel, is the time of Tzartar Kesef talks about that same idea. You will tie up the money. Biyotcho l'rabos kol davar, and anything can be tied. Biyad the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says Tzartar Kesef means to litzror, to tie it up, right? Teinish masot tzru rab tzror chayim. Let me bound up. So it means anything can be bound up, which can be a blank too. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi both said that you could be mechal ma'aser sheni on a blank on a simon. So here you see that Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reason, because he said that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, and Rabbi Dosa just said you can be mechala on a blank, and Rabbi Shmuel said sar tarkesef, anything can be tied up. So when Rabbi Yochanan says it's a round blank, that is going according to his reason, he said Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Kiva of the rabbis called over sheish lof tsura sar to yidarshin as tsura, as an image, something that has an image on it, not something which doesn't have an image. And that's what the lashon of tzarta means. So it's got to be an image. It's got to be a coin. So we go back to the inyan of the basic idea of the Mishnah, that you could only make a kinyan with an item, not with a coin, right? So we said that besides the chalipin was, you know, that Conan says that. But when we talk about how do you acquire something, we said meaning that you can't acquire it with money. You have to, a kinyan cannot be made with money, can only be made by pulling something, by making mashicha. Okay, so if you paid for it, but you didn't make mashicha, you can both go back on the deal. Rabbi Shimon said, no, only the seller can go back on the deal. He can give their money back. But the buyer, once he gave the money, even though he didn't make mashicha yet, cannot go back on the deal, according to Rabbi Shimon. So we have to explain Rabbi Shimon. But the Tanakhama says both of them go back on the deal. Now we go into this famous machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mos Konas. So we had, we had the famous machlokas here about who's, they're not as famous, whose vessel do you use? You use the Kona or the Makna? So we said that's the Kona. You go like Rav, that's one machlokas. I mean, machlokas, does it have to be a clear? Could it even be produce, like an animal for an animal? The answer is, we go like Rav Nachman, that it's got to be a kli. It can't be produce like Rav Shesha said. Now we have an even more famous machlokas, the kinyan that has to be mashicha. Is that minatory? You have to make mashicha? Money doesn't work, or does money work? So we have an even more famous machlokas. Money acquires it, not just for karka. Karka for sure, says minasna akesiv akumlo. When it comes to karka, of course, you can land, nadlan, you could definitely buy that with, can acquire it with the Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Kesef is one of them. Comes from a Tomflin, no, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Does it work in Minatora, but the rabbi said it shouldn't work? Or does it only work, does Minatora, money doesn't work? Rabbi Yochanan says Minatora, it does work. Moz Konas. Why do we say you need Mashicha and not money? Because you shouldn't tell him, oh, you paid for it yesterday. Oh, by the way, there was a fire here, burnt down. Too bad. So we don't want that to happen. So he said, you know what? It's not a kinyan until the purchaser pulls it to himself, makes a mashicha. What's the problem? The one who started the fire, he has to pay, right? That's nezek. You start a fire, you burn something down, you got to pay, right? The elixir shematipol lake about us. You don't mean that he burnt it down. Doesn't mean that we're not talking about where there's an arsonist over here. We're talking about where fire broke out. We don't know what happened. You know, somebody left a cigarette there, whatever, and place burnt down. We're afraid of that. And the owner who sold the item yesterday, I sold that merchandise yesterday, I have my money, I don't care. It's your problem. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, say, if you leave it in the rishus of the owner of the seller until the purchaser picks it up, he's going to make an effort. He's going to be moser nefesh. He's going to make a strong effort, and he's going to take the trouble and save the fruit, save the bushels or the grain, whatever it is, the lo. But if you don't make that gzera, then moser nafshei. He's not going to save it. So therefore, mina Torah. If I bought a silo full of grain from you and I paid for it, it's mine. If it burns down now, it's my problem, even though I didn't pick it up yet. So the rabbi said, no, it's not mine until I pick it up. Therefore, if I paid for it, it's not really mine yet. It still belongs to the seller till I pick it up. He owes me the grain because I paid for it, right? But it's really his, so that if it burns down, if there's a fire there, he'll make an effort to save it. But Shlokovich says, disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no, Mashiachim precious mana Torah. Min HaTorah, the kinyan is Mashiach. Metalton are not nicknamed with money, doesn't help. Mashiach Mufresh is Min HaTorah. My time at Rosh Lakish, where is this Pasuk? I'm going to Pasuk says, the Chisimkru, Pasuk, when it comes to Onah, to fraud, that you can't cheat somebody, it says, Chisimkru, if you sell something to your friend, right, to your associate, O Kona Miyad Amisecha, or acquired from his hand, Davernik Miyad Liyad. Ah, how do you acquire Metalton? By hand, you got to pick it up. Not enough just to pay for it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Miyad Lemute Karka. That means to exclude Karka. Why? What do you mean exclude Karka from what? Not that we're talking about dead ass Karka. Right? To exclude from Karka, the less we know. The Pasuk there says, "Chisim from Mikamisach Okan Misacha Al Tonu Ishesamiso." Don't commit fraud on your associate, on your neighbor, right? Miyad Lemute Karka. Less we know. Let's tell you, Miyad Misacha. Miyad is the karka. If it's something that there's when it comes to metalklin, there is fraud. Miyad, something that you bought by hand, something that's passed over by hand, don't commit a fraud there. But on karka, there's no fraud. Meaning, if I bought a piece of land for a dollar and I sell it for $20 million, that's not illegal, right? Karka, there's no value, there's no price on land.
Karka is limited to your
property. Pardon?
You're limited to the amount of property that you can have.
Not on karka. There was a takana on necessities, on basics, that you shouldn't earn more. You shouldn't earn more than a third profit. Not talking about fraud in general. Fraud in general on a car, let's say, sell you my car. It's got to be manufacturer suggested retail, not a sixth more or a sixth less. When it comes to vegetables and fruits of the rabbis, man, at the corner, don't make a profit of more than a thing because they didn't want to have price gouging and limit the necessities. When it comes to karka, there's no price. There's no fraud there because whatever it is, if there would be fraud, nobody would be living in Ramot. Everybody's deal would be off. The prices are gone through the roof. There'd be no, every deal would be considered fraudulent, So there is no fraud when it comes to that. But Shlokish Omer, there is fraud if you sell the same house to 20 different people. That's fraud, right? But there's no fraud on the price. Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish. So what does Rish Lakish do that about the karka? He says, yeah, karka. If it were just telling me that there's no fraud when it comes to karka, if you buy something from his hand, meaning it's a metalklin, then altonu, right? Altonu. Then there's fraud. Don't commit fraud. But if it's not something that's done by hand, then there is no fraud. O kana lamli. Why did it have to say the word o kana, right? Me next to miyat. It says o kana miyat misecha. Could have just said chisimkru miyat misecha al tonu. Why does it again say o kana next to the word miyat o kana miyat misecha lamli? Shema mina alam shicha. Tell me that it has to be that the only way to acquire something that's movable is by a hand. There is no money. Doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan says money does work. It's just exeret rabbanan that you have to use mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan, okana mayavadle. What does he do with okana? He buy like at a time. Memker al tonu ein yeshem san lokef. That's only if the purchaser was cheated. The san mocher minayin. Sometimes the mocher can be cheated. The mocher did not realize that his car was worth 100,000 shekels and he sold it for 50,000 shekels. So there's fraud there against him too. That's what you use okana. Tamalomer O'Connor, the extra O'Connor teaches me that there's fraud on the mocher side too. You can't just say the purchaser got cheated, the deal's off. No, the mocher, the seller could also be cheated. O'Connor, Matamalomer O'Connor, Altonu, teaching me both things. whether it's the purchaser or the seller, either one of them can have been cheated and the deal would be off. Rish Lakish, Tarti Gomer Meir. Rish Lakish learns both things. Number one, Rashi points out Tarti Gomer Leit, Onos Mocher May Okana Altonu, and Mashiach from the fact that it says, Midasamach Miyad, Lulashan Kinis, it says Okana Miyad. The fact that Okana is next to Miyad tells me that that's the only way to acquire movables is with Mashiach. And the Okana and Altona, the double lashon there, is to teach me whether the Lokeach and the Mocher gets cheated, it's still considered cheating and fraudulent. Tanan. So we have Machlokas here, whether the, according to Reb Shimon, according to Reish Lakish, rather, the money doesn't work at all when it comes to Metalkalin. Minatora, it's got to be Mashiach, as it says, Okana Miyad. And according to Bechon, Minatora, money does work. It's just Xer Drabonan that money doesn't work, you need Mashiach. Tanan, Amisha says, we're at the first of the Y lines of the Gemara. Rav Shimon Omer, Kol Shekasa Biyado, Yada Yada. The end of the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon says, no, they can't go back on the deal. Only the seller can go back on the deal. He's got the money in his hand. Obviously, if the purchaser still has the money in his hand and he hasn't made Mashiach, there's no transaction yet. But if there was a transaction in the sense that the seller received the money, he can go back on the deal, but not the buyer. Only the seller go back. The cannot go back on the deal. Now, we're asking Akasha now on Rosh Lakish Bishlama, Moses Konis. If you say Minatora, money help, money does acquire you the item Minatora, like Rabbi Yochanan says, that's why the seller can go back on the deal because he has the money, he can give the money back. Lokech, once he's given the money, it's a final deal. He can't go back on it. We can understand that at least. You understand you gave the mocha the option to go back on the deal. If the lokech has made bishop, if the lokech go back, why can't the lokech come back? Because he's paid for it already. Minatora, Mos Kronos, like Rabbi Yochanan. Eliam, Mos Anus Kronos. If you say money doesn't help at all, you need Mashiacha, lokech namilah, why can't the, if the lokech paid for it, according to Rabbi Shimon, why can't the lokech go back on the deal? There's been no acquisition, there's been no kinyan yet, because money does not work at all, according to Rish Lakish. Minatora, it doesn't work at all. So why can't Lokeach go back on the deal too, according to Rav Shimon? You're right. I'm not going according to Rav Shimon. I'm only explaining Kikamina, leave Rabbanan. I'm explaining the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say that both of them can go back, the Mokor or the Lokeach can go back if the item has been paid for, but it has not been, there's been no Kenyan yet, no Mashiach. I say that that's only according to Rabbanan. I can't go according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon clearly says that that most does work Minatora. That's why if you paid for it, you can't go back. You're the purchaser, you can't go back on it. I'm certainly not going to Shimon. Shimon says that it's that most conus. But the Rabbanan say according to Rish Lakish, the Rabbanan say that money doesn't work Minatora. Oh, now so if that's the case, I'm not explaining Rav Shimon. So Bishlam Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish, Hai Nadika Ben Rav Shimon Rabbanan. That's the Mishnah Shimon Rabbanan. What's the difference? The Rabbanan say that Minatora. Only Mashiach works, and therefore they can both go back on the deal if the purchaser is paid, but he hasn't yet pulled the item to himself. He hasn't yet made Mashiach. So that makes sense, right? That's what the Rabbanan say. Reb Shimon says, no. Minatora, the money does work. Minatora, the money does work. That's why Lokech can't go back on the deal. So according to Rish Lakish, I understand the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Reb Shimon. Rabbanan say only Mashiach works Minatora, right? Only Mashiach works, therefore they can both go back on the deal if he paid for it, if it didn't make Mashiach. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, money does work. And that's why Lokeach can't go back on the deal. It'll be Elchanan. But according to Bielchan, Ma'ik Ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, what's the machlok between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? They both say, according to Bielchan, they both say that Minatora works. It's Sheminis from Gavar Aliyah. So why does Rabbi Shimon say only the Mokh can go back on the deal, not Lokeach? The difference of Rav Chista, Rav Chista, just like we made a takana of Mashiach for the seller, in other words, both of them go back on the deal. Just like they made a takana of Mashiach on the seller, they made a takana on the lokech also. Even the lokech is a kalvachomer, he can go back on the deal because if this item burned down, he wants to go back on the deal. Gemara's got Rashi quotes the case in Mtesim Beis where a man bought some wine. And then he found out that the government took away the wine. So he says, I'm going back on the deal. I didn't make Mashiach yet. So there for sure he has an interest in it. Rav Shimon, that's Rav Chista. Rav Shimon doesn't love Rav Chista. He doesn't hold the Rav Chisda they can, that either one can go back on the deal. Only the seller can go back on the deal. Rabban Islu Rav Chisda, even though the logic would say, look, there should be more, but maybe the Mocher can also go back on the deal. And he has some interest in it. If the price went up, he might want to sell it for more money. So if he just accepted money, didn't get, there was no kinyan yet. That's why he says that, that's why, according to Rav Shimon, the seller can go back on the deal, but not the buyer. Okay, that's the machlokas. Tanan, now another kasha. Mishnah says what? Abo Omer Misha Parah. What did the Mishnah say that you cannot make a kinyan? Money does not acquire it. Money does not acquire the item. It's got to be a kinyan. That's what I'm saying. Man, you can go back. Abo Loma, they said, God who paid back the Anshi Dor Mabel and Dor Afloga will also pay back a person who doesn't stand by his word. A word is a word. So Avalama, that's what Misha said. Avalama, Misha pardon me, Dor Mabel. Who else will be pardon me, Shane Om, if a person doesn't stand by his word? In other words, even though paying for a movable with cash does not acquire it for you unless you made a Kenyan, still, if you paid for it, you go back on your word, you try to get out of the deal, you're going to get a Misha par. You're going to get this curse. Yeah, my Bishlam is going to say, if you say money does work, Misha Mochi Koi Bavol, that's why you get a curse, because Minotaur money works. The rabbi said you should make Mashicha. But still, if you paid for it, and technically it's a Kenyan, and you go back on it, you're going to get a curse. Eliyamit, Moses and Konos, if money does not acquire it at all, Michael, why would you get a curse? Money doesn't do anything. If you say, like Rabbi Yochanan, right? If you say Moses Konos, that money doesn't work like Rish Lakish, rather, Rabbi Yochanan says money works Minotaurah. That's why, even though the rabbi said you need Mashicha, but if you go back on your word after paying for it, you are going to get a curse. But if you say money doesn't work, why, you didn't do anything yet. It's like you didn't pay for it. You didn't do anything yet. Why should you get a curse if you go back on the deal? Mishum Dvarim for the words. If we Dvarim Mikoy Bavel, just because of words, just because you said something, you're going to get such a curse. But Tanya, we learned. Rav Shimon Omer, Af Mi, Afa Bisha Amu Talos Kona Dinner, but Ain Dinner Sosav. When it comes to a transaction, and we said when it comes to Chalipin, right, that even though a talis, a garment, if I pull the garment, that can acquire money, right? Because I can do the chalip in that way. But ain't dinners off, when it comes to getting a garment and I give you a coin, remember what do we say? That most money, a coin does not affect chalipin. Ain't most, ain't kesef, a chalipin. Why? Because then your mind is on the coinage, on the value, not on the coin itself, not on the metal. Okay, even though it's mikol magam, kach halacha, you're right, that's the halacha. The halacha is it doesn't work. Aval amru. But if you said, let's say you did give a coin, and you meant to make a kinyan. Aval amru, misha par, me'an shedar, the one God who paid back the anshe dar mav, me'an shedar afloga, me'an shestom v'amoro, umi mitzvim beyam, the mefarshim say that all these, now he includes the mitzvim, people didn't stand by the word, yeah, we're going to let you out. People who didn't keep their word, all these people didn't keep their word, who also the par, he will pay back, God will pay back, misha enom v'diburo. Okay. God was going to pay back those people. And as you try to make a kinyan and it didn't work, that's the halacha. The kinyan doesn't work, but still, if you meant to make a deal and you did some action and now you go back on it, God's going to pay you back. But if you just tried to make a deal, right? If you just negotiated just with words and you didn't do any action at all, lo kana. And if you go back on your word, even though you just shook hands, let's say, ein ruach chacham noche menu. The rabbis aren't happy with you. Rashi says, they're not happy with a person like that because you're not the proper person in the eyes of the Chachamim. But you're not going to get a curse just for going back on your word. If a person just goes back on his word, there was no action yet. He didn't give any money. He didn't make Mashiach, nothing like that. He just said, I'm going to buy it. And he says, yes, I agree. We agreed on a price. And now he goes back on it. He doesn't get a curse. He just says, right? So how do you explain that just because of the words you're going to get a curse, according to Rish Lakish? The answer is, here's the word. If you agree to something and you also paid for it, then you're going to get a curse. But if you just said words and you didn't pay for it, then there's no curse. Either way, it's not a kinyan d'oraisa, but if you paid for it and you agreed, and now you go back on your word, you're going to get cursed. If you just said you agreed and there was no real transaction, then, you didn't get it in writing, you didn't get it, right? There's no opinion. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Shem, on the 12th line, Amar Rav. Pardon.
The buyer has to agree on the price.
Yeah.
And then the guy that the seller changes his mind and
raises. That's right. Raises the price. So there, but there, it's again, so he's not going to get a curse because he didn't pay for it yet.
He
You didn't pay for it. If you gave a down payment, you know, you're on a napkin, you gave a check or something like that, like they call that you made a down payment. That's a transaction already. Now, legally, if there's no contract, the lawyers will tell you that, you know, it's not a deal. But you'll get a curse down already because you gave him a check, right? What's the check worth?
It stretches.